Okay, we're going to call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District Board meeting. We do have a quorum of the board. Today is May 17th. The time is 11:16. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go around everybody that's on the call participating in the meeting, if you could give us your name, that would be great. David, do you want to start for us?
David Calder. With Jepson Canyon Resort Public Infrastructure District number one.
Sorry.
Was that Hank who?
Say that one more time, Hank.
Hey guys, it's been also the Jepson Canyon Resort Board.
Thanks, Hank.
Jennifer Gallons with Snow Jepson and Reese.
David Hutchison with CLA.
There you go, David. Who is the 801-200 number?
That's my phone number. I dialed in just in case I couldn't get the audio working. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up on that one.
Okay, great. Thank you for doing that. I don't show anyone else on the call. Jennifer, is there anyone else there at the anchor location?
There's not.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, we'll move to our consent items. We have the board meeting minutes from our December board meeting. That's where we approve the final budget. The other item is, and I will put that up. The other item is the payment and requisitions from the first quarter. So here is the list of them, the requisition numbers and dates, the amount, and then the recipients for those requisitions. David, do you have any questions about them? I think you see most of these and have been the one who dealt with them. Hank, do you have any questions about those?
No.
For the first quarter? Okay, great.
I don't have any questions. So, Michael, just make sure you're saying David Hutchison or David Calder, just so we can, if you have a question.
I'd appreciate it. Call me Hutch, if anything.
All right, we'll do that, Hutch. And then David, we'll do it that way. So, David, no questions then, I'm assuming, for this first quarter, the requisitions and payments?
No, not at all.
Okay, perfect. So with that in the minutes, if we could get a motion to approve the consent items, which would be the minutes and then the requisitions and payments for the first quarter.
I'll make a motion that we approve the items, as you just mentioned, for the requisitions.
Perfect.
And the minutes.
Hank, is there a second?
Yes, I'll put the bet.
Great, thank you. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Let me put back up. Well, I'm going to stop sharing. All right. So next item is going to be, of course, I closed my... It's the first quarter financials. So Hutch, if you want to put those up, we can go through those.
All right. You see my screen now?
Yep.
Okay. So for the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District, number one, financial statements as of March 31st, 2024. In the balance sheet for the governmental funds, we have $349,195.63 in the bond fund, $644,782.27 in the surplus fund, $112,385.29 in the unrestricted sub-project funds, and $16,841.46 in the unrestricted senior project fund. There are no accounts payable at the as of period end. And moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. There was $52,000 of the annual budget, of which $8,075.55 had been expended. I will note that there is actually $3,500 more in the insurance that got included on the capital projects fund, and you'll see that towards the bottom. So that would actually be $11,575. there is budgeted 52. Let's see, developer advances 42,000. Nothing so far. And transfers from other funds, 9,000 of which 8,000 has been transferred. Moving on to the debt service fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. There was $59,000 of budgeted revenues, of which $15,427.92 of interest income had been received against the $50,000 budgeted. Bond was the only expenditure through the quarter, of which $335,944 was budgeted and was expended for the period. And moving on to the capital projects fund, you'll see nothing was budgeted. And that was due to the expectation that, that everything was going to be expended in 2023, but actually carried forward to into 2024. So there was still money in the accounts, of which interest income was received of $1,797.76. And so the insurance, which would be moved into the general fund, and that will be taken care of in the next financial statements. Capital outlay of $25,000 was expended, and a transfer to the general fund from here of $8,075.55. With that, are there any questions on the financials?
Nope, I've looked over it. I'm fine.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, great. With no questions, David and Hank, if we could get a motion to accept the first quarter financials as presented, that would be
I'll make a motion that we accept the first quarter financial projections. Yes.
Agreed.
Great. Thanks for the motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. All right. Our next agenda item deals with a recommendation from the audit committee. The audit committee met prior to this meeting and went through the audit. Two of the findings for compliance were that we needed to establish a policy to review the requisition and payment applications for each of the quarters. So our response was is that we now have a procedure in place to take care of those. One of the other notes was that a few of the board meeting minutes were not published on the website within the 3-day time frame that they were supposed to. So our response to that is that we now have a procedure and policy in place to make sure that those are filed within the 3 days after the board approves those. Other than that, the audit was clean. All the financial statements were great, and the auditor found nothing there. So with that, the audit committee did make a recommendation to the full board to accept the audit as presented by Hinton Burdick. So unless there's any questions, if the board would be willing to make a motion to accept the audit, that would be great.
I'll make a motion that we accept the audit from Hinton Burdick.
I agree.
Great. Thanks, you too. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries. Let me pull up just so you have it. Now this is going to be, it's going to show Pine View, but it is the same. I couldn't find this form that is for us for the Jepson County, the Jepson Canyon one. So basically, Matt just went through the legal counsel for the district and wanted to combine the requisition and payment applications into one form. That way it's just, it's consistent, it's there, everybody knows what's going on. He just felt like that was gonna be better for the district, all the districts, as a matter of fact. And then at the very end, there is the engineer certification. What that means is when we're gonna do a requisition, and we need to get the money out for any of the significant project developments that, so right now, David, you're probably aware of this, the engineer on behalf of the developer is going to do this engineer certificate, the certification. So they say, hey, it's built to this standard. Here's the way it's all laid out. So we can use the developer's engineer for the engineer certification, but we need to have that based on what the bond indentures say and what we're required to do. So again, Matt's just put all of this into one form to make it easier for everybody. Any questions about that?
No, I haven't seen that form yet though, Michael, so I'm assuming I will.
I will forward to both of you after the meeting.
Okay.
Yep, Jennifer will get it out. So
perfect.
Okay. If there's, do you feel comfortable approving that, or do you want to hold off to the next meeting? What do you feel like, David? If you haven't seen it before, I don't want to put you in a position to, because we can always bring it back.
Can we do that? Can we bring it back to the next meeting? I'd like to review that first with Kent.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that then, Jennifer. Okay, so we will bring that back. That is all of the items that are on the agenda. Unless, David, you and Hank need to bring something up to the full board to have a discussion about?
Nope, I think this has been very productive, and glad that this audit went clean. Appreciate it.
Yep. Okay, if there's nothing else, if we could get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Hank. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Okay, Jennifer, if you can.